Hey, what up, y'all? This is Astro Dim doing a quick Leo full moon talk. What up? All right, so I wasn't actually going to do this because you know, I wanted to have like just spiritual ramblings, astrological ramblings, you know what I mean? But I do want to talk about this one because, you know, I made a TikTok post. I didn't post it yet, but I made a TikTok post that my cousin sent to me and was asking me about it. So I was like, you know what? Let me talk about this, right? So this full moon, it's not going to be like the whole drawn out thing that I typically used to do back in the day when I did full moons and new moon readings on here. This is just going to be some general advice. All right. So the full moon's happening 9 degrees Leo, and the sun's at, of course, 9 degrees Aquarius. Full moons is the opposition between the sun and the moon. Okay. Now this moon is making a lot of interesting aspects, and I'm gonna just start it off by saying, no, I don't think you should be manifesting with this moon. I think we should all be doing some inner work. The person that I stitched in my TikTok, I agree with them saying that we should not be doing any releasing manifestations. Just if we're going to release within yourself, within your subconscious, without doing any specific things. You know what I mean? This is kind of like you looking within yourself and letting go within yourself instead of doing some certain type of like rituals and shit like that. Right? Self-healing, you know, that's what I feel. And I know like doing like rituals and stuff is self-healing within itself, but it's kind of like, you know, I think we should be still and work through our problems just by ourselves without doing anything practical. You know what I'm saying? But let me explain, right? Let's just talk about this moon in general, and I'll talk about the aspects. So, it's a Leo full moon. You know, Leo's all about self-expression. It's about, you know, putting yourself out there. It's about shining. You know, how you shine and how you are expressing yourself overall, your talents, your hobbies, you know, certain expressions of you, such as your children and things like that, right? And then usually with the signs, you know, it's kind of like how things are expressed, you know. And so it's the moon is the what, because it's the planet. The sign is the how. And so the moon represents our you know, it's connected to our emotions, yes, but the reason why it's connected to our emotions is because it is our subconscious reaction to things in general, right? And so with that being said, you know, we subconsciously react to things because we are actually feeling it. That's why people connect the moon to emotions, right? And so you may notice that the collective overall, or even you, right, are like subconsciously reacting to things a little bit more dramatically, or just being a little bit more expressive than usual during this full moon, right? And so just, you know, peep that, be aware of that, blah blah blah. The reason why this is happening is because there's something within our subconscious, something within ourselves that we may realize or not realize, that is cause enough to be expressive. So it's important for us to listen to our emotions at this time, listen to ourselves, watch ourselves, and see where in our life are we being like very expressive and overly dramatic. Now, for someone like me that's a Leo moon, whose natural subconscious reactions is to be dramatic, you know, as I'm used to acting like this, you know what I'm saying? But what, you know, with me, I would be like, okay, what's causing me to really be over the top? You know what I mean? What's causing me to really do this? Like, what's up, right? And so what's really important for us to watch out and be aware of is like, okay, I notice like even inside, you know, I'm just really being dramatic when it comes to this one situation in my life, you know, when it's, or even if you're doing it, you're expressing it naturally, like I just react so dramatically or expressing myself so much when it comes to this particular thing. You know, I bet you it's correlated to where the moon is in your chart, honestly, but you know, you, have to pay attention to that, right? And then, you know, the sun is typically where we, you know, where we need to be at this moment, you know, because the sun is our leader. It really is. And the sun's our leader. everything's based off of the sun, for real. You know, even when plants are out of bounds, you know, it's because it's not where the sun is typically at. Sun is literally our leader. That's why there's sun gods and all that stuff. So, you know, like, we're supposed to be expressing ourselves right now in a more detached way instead of being super duper expressive at this moment, because we have to be consider the collective at this moment. You know what I mean? So we have to consciously try to understand that, hey, yes, we feel this way. Yes, this is important. But at this moment, what we need to do is consider other people, consider the group, consider the collective, and try to be more logical within our conscious expression. But, you know, we, with the moon, full moon being in Leo, we can't help but to be dramatic with certain aspects of our lives. You know what I'm saying? So this is a part, this is where we kind of can understand, like, what do I need to let go of emotionally? You know what I mean? What do I need to let go of emotionally that's stopping me from having a more detached and a more logical approach so I can help just not myself in this situation, but others? You know, that's the one thing about fire signs. Like, fire signs are very self-motivated, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? No one's looking after you more than you besides your mama, and even sometimes your mama don't. All right? So there's nothing wrong with being self-involved and stuff like that, right? This is actually why, you know, the three signs that are connected to the collective, fire is not included into it. Because technically Sagittarius is more of a one-on-one relationship type of sign. It's not a collective sign. You know what I mean? Think about it. But anyways, you know, that Sag energy, I mean, that fire energy is very self-involved. And so it's kind of like, okay, like, yes, my emotions matter. Yes, how I feel matters. But at this moment, I do need to consider what other people are going through and what the collective's going through and what, you know, yes, consider myself within the collective, but it's not just about me. So what do I have to let go so I can go ahead and do that? You know what I mean? Consider other people. Be more logical in my thinking, at least. You know what I mean? Consider other things. What can I do to, you know, consider the unique or ingenious way or unconventional way to approach something? You know what I mean? Instead of just falling back on what I think is right or what I think will give me the most attention or what I think is whatever, you know? Again, letting go of the self-involved and considering other people, you know? Considering the most logical approach of when, you know, instead of just being considering other people by entertaining, you know what I'm saying? So this is what we're going through at this moment, right? So I'll let y'all know right now, y'all know I'm Aquarius rising, right? So this is a very important full moon for me, and I'm a fucking Leo moon, so later decan, I'm in the third decan, but whatever, you know, this moon is in my seventh house, right? The sun's in my first. So for me, I would, you know, the thing that my subconscious reactions to things right now is more expressive than usual, specifically when it comes to one-on-one relationships and what I expect in certain one-on-one relationships. So, you know, I might be in any form of relationship. It could be romantic, platonic, business, just an important relationship though, right? Not just a friend and acquaintance like 11th house shit. This is important relationships, right? And I might be reacting more dramatically and, like, whatever, expressing myself a little bit more when it comes to this relationship, or when it comes to just having harmony and balance within my life, when things are not harmonious and balanced and things like that, and I'm not considering the other people that I have important one-on-one relationships with, then I get overly dramatic. I even caught myself doing this today with my brother, okay? And so I'm, like, kind of being reactive and all of that, you know, when it comes to these one-on-one relationships. And you know, I need to figure out, okay, like, why am I reacting this way? What do I need to let go of? What I specifically need to let go of is expecting people to react to the things I react to, expecting people to always consider me where I'm considering me, but I'm expecting other people to consider me too. You know what I mean? I have to not expect people to just do things my way. It's kind of something that my sister's always saying, you know, a lot. She says, like, you know, people generally have control issues because they expect, you know, people expect you to do things the how they do it, and they don't even realize that they do that. You know what I mean? You have to let people live and be themselves. And so that's kind of like, I think, a lesson that I'm going through right now. And what I need to be focusing on is self. You get what I'm saying? The sun is in Aquarius in the first house for me. So what I need to be focusing on is how I consciously express myself and my personality and persona. Not what I expect other people to be doing. That's how I'm going to actually find my peace and find my balance, is me focusing on me. You know what I mean? And how I express myself and being that leader. You know what I mean? I have to be who I want to, what I expect other people to be. You know what I'm saying? You know, so I expect people to have morals and be polite and consider for others. I need to do that. Focus on myself and let people kind of figure out their own path. You get what I'm saying? So that's my lesson. Don't focus on what other people are doing and how they are presenting themselves and blah, blah, blah. Like, I need to focus on myself. So that's the lesson for me. You get what I'm saying? So go ahead and just apply it to the houses and blah, 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 blah. But let's talk about manifestations though, right? You know, I don't think it's a good time to manifest. Let's talk about specifically this fucking, T-square that's happening with this full moon. All right, so again, like, the full moon's in opposition. Oppositions to me are quite similar to conjunctions, where they are neutral as fuck. I know a lot of people like oppositions are more of a tougher energy to work with. I actually do not think so. I think oppositions are a beautiful learning opportunity that could be easy if the opposition has trines to it, or trines and sextiles to it. So what I mean by that is, for an example, right? You know, the sun and moon are opposite, and the moon is trine Chiron and the sun is sextile Chiron. That's why I mean trine and sextiles to the opposition, because both of those planets that are opposing each other are also aspecting another planet, you know, which is creating, could create an aspect pattern, you know what I mean? And so, like, with that being said, I feel like, instance, you know, this will be a good time for us to focus on our childhood traumas that stops us from being motivated and driven and taking certain actions, always considering what other people think and stuff like that, right? That would be a beautiful thing to focus on. That's why I think we should focus on, like, self-healing and self-help and all that shit, right? But if you're trying to, like, have some, like, have something magically released or exercised out of your life, or you're trying to make something just magically appear, it's not going to happen with this moon. And the reason why I say that is because it's squaring Uranus and Mars. Okay, and that's just not a good look. Okay, so Uranus is about unexpectedy, like things coming out of nowhere, right? So for instance, if this was actually, like, you know, the next full moon, right, when the moon's gonna be in Virgo and the sun's gonna be in Pisces, right, and you really want to release something, is gonna, you want to just to magically disappear, like, out of thin air, it'll be a good time to do it then, because the moon was gonna be trine Uranus, so things could just disappear, like, boop, gone, bye. Again, I haven't looked at this full moon in Virgo yet, so, you know, wait until I talk about it later, but that, I'm just giving an example there, right? But the thing is that this full moon is squaring Uranus, right? Square energy is causes tension, and it's forcing you to take action on something. You know, you feel this tension, it's frustrating, it makes you upset, it's so you have to, you know, actually work and take action and do something about it. That kind of loses the whole, like, vibe and magic of manifesting. You know what I mean? Like, you trying to manifest in square energy, like, you're gonna have to do work anyway. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's losing the whole magic. That's why I, before, when I was talking about moon manifestations, I'd be telling people, like, nah, Listen, manifest when energy's trine and sextile, so it could just be like magic and just appear or disappear into or out of your life. Manifesting during squares is silly to me, because you're gonna do work. And the thing is, it's like you can manifest something and it will happen, but it's gonna happen in a tensive way, or it's gonna happen in a way where you have to do something about it. So the example that I gave on TikTok is a really, really good example. Alright, so what I was saying, especially with that Mars energy, again, Uranus represents random things happening out of nowhere, right? And this is like in Taurus, and so this is like causing instability within your life. It's taking your money, it's taking your possessions, it's taking the structures that you put in your life. It is shaking up your values, shaking up your worth, your self-worth, shaking up your stability, right? Right? Okay. And then with Mars is about, you know, your motivation and taking action and trying to do something. So you're already having that square energy, which is pushing you to take action. Mars is squaring Mars. So you're gonna have to do something. It's losing the magic of manifestation. Do you understand what I'm saying? And then Mars is in Taurus. And so this speaks of like just stubborn ass energy. I want to do things my way and this way. And that stubborn ass energy with that square ass energy, child, is going to be you hitting a fucking wall continuously until you eventually get it, which may take forever. Do not manifest with this moon. Okay? Do you feel me? Do you feel me? Listen. Trust me on this one. I've manifested during squares, man. That's why I've been trying to tell y'all for a while. Like, don't be manifesting with squares. What's the point? What's the fucking point? Just work on yourself. And the things that bother you, the things that piss you off, be like, I understand this makes me angry. Why? And just dig deeper and try to heal within yourself instead of doing rituals and stuff. I'm telling you. And it's just not going to work out in your favor. And then this moon, it's also, you know, opposite Jupiter, opposite Saturn. And so, you know, the general philosophies that you're fucking with at this moment is all about the more logical approach. And in order for you to get to this more logical approach, you are trying to be unconventional, think outside the box, do things that are more unique and different, just to, you know, to try to shake things up and make things work, right? So that's type of philosophy you're fucking with, and that's how you feel like you want to gain abundance, right? And you know, Saturn too is, you know, you want to gain some authority and have some, you know, structure by doing the same thing, thinking outside the box, being more logical, and not minding being a little bit uncomfortable. But the thing is, the moon in Leo, like, this is that royalty energy, the Leo energy, and so they're used to things being a certain type of way. They're used to just considering themselves and expressing themselves instead of just like, you know, thinking in a more logical approach and seeing how it will not affect only you and you in the future, but also other people currently and other people in the future. But fire energy is just so in the moment. You know what I'm saying? I'm expressing myself in this moment. I'm in the moment right now. And Aquarius energy is future thinking. And so you know that the best way to gain some authority and to gain some abundance and prosperity in your life is to be future minded and think forward and to be logical and to be and think outside the box. But you want to be in the moment and kind of even stick a little bit towards tradition with that Leo energy. And you want to express yourself how you want to express yourself. And so the energy is a little bit interesting. It's a little bit challenging. And you have to kind of figure out, well, why do I want to do things the same old way? Especially with like Mars, again, Mars and Uranus and Taurus too. You want to do things the same old traditional way, but literally these energies are telling you to no, think beyond that. Go further. Be unconventional. Think outside the box, boo. You know? It's really interesting energy. And you know, I love is this a tough ass square to have? God bless the people to have this natally, but this, that Mars square Jupiter and Saturn, oof, Lord. Okay, I feel bad for people that have this energy. I mean, it's a separated square, so it's, you know, it's not as tough, but listen, this is someone that's trying hard, continuously trying, and not being able to gain that prosperity, not be able to understand this philosophical way of doing things, not being able to get that abundance that you want with that Mars square Jupiter. But also Mars square Saturn is you working, and not being able to get that real authority, continuously getting this these responsibilities that you don't want and busting your ass, you know what I mean? And it's also square the Sun, so you're not getting success either, you know what I mean? You're not being able to express yourself the way you want to express yourself. So it's just, it's just don't do it. Don't do it. Okay, no, seriously though, don't manifest. It's not a good energy. This is an energy to see, why am I so temperamental? What's stopping me? Why are these certain traditions are stopping me? This is a beautiful energy. This energy actually is a perfect description of the Hierophant transitioning into the Lovers. Being like, thinking about the traditions and applying your thoughts into it, applying your experiences to it, and figuring out, why did I do the things the way I do them, and why am I like negating my thoughts or feelings so much, and how can I balance tradition versus what I'm thinking and what I'm doing now, and you know, traditions in future, you know what I mean? So definitely consider that, y'all, for real. I think it will be helpful. Yeah. And the thing is, too, is, you know, like I said, like, this is a T-square. And remember, the missing leg's always the answer. And the missing leg of this T-square is in Scorpio. First deck in Scorpio. So this energy is actually telling you to dig deeper into your vulnerable self and allow yourself to transform within yourself. Now, I know Scorpio energy is usually connected to the occult divination, but don't go that route. Do it within yourself. You can do this by yourself. The thing is about, like, I'm going to be real honest with you, and I'm saying this with love, and I'm saying this so you can understand your own power, and I'm saying this with no disrespect to any other belief system or religions at all, but we do not need any ritual. Rituals help us get into the mind state, into the vibe of manifesting, but we actually don't need it. All right? Rituals get us into the mind state of manifesting, because when we feel like we are doing something in the physical, it helps us get into that quote unquote placebo state, right? It's like, oh, I'm doing this. This means it's going to work because I'm actually being physical, because we are in Earth. We are 3D, doing things practically and logically with our hands, actually moving and doing stuff. That makes us feel that it's working. Thus, it works. Again, it's just like the placebo effect, right? Placebo effect is manifestation at the end of the day, right? But when we get our minds there naturally, by not doing any rituals, but just can in our mind be like, nope, this is what I'm doing, and this is what I'm setting my intention on, and it's going to happen. That's real manifestation right there. Not having to do shit, but to say, this is what it is, so mode it be, and it happens. You know what I mean? And so this is a beautiful time to start doing that. Now, I don't want y'all to like let go of certain traditions and things like that. That shit's beautiful. Right, it's what our ancestors did. It's good to uphold it. But what those rituals were doing was getting us to the manifestation mindset and getting to the state of being able to manifest. That's it, to create magic. And I mean, you can always do it. I'm not saying not to do it, but I'm saying you technically don't need it. Get what I'm saying? All right, so what I'm saying for this moon, practice that. Just working through things digging deep into your vulnerability, figuring out what you need to change, what you need to transform within your life, and doing it within yourself and setting that attention within yourself and just letting it go without doing any ritual, without doing anything, because you technically don't need to. But it's always fun to. It's not wrong with it. I think it's beautiful. I still do it because sometimes I need to get into that manifestation state. So I be going to hoodoo, doing the things my ancestors did. You know what I'm saying? But technically, I don't have to. So let's work on that this full moon. Okay? Let's work on that this full moon. That's my suggestion. So I want to give an example of what could happen if you were to manifest in this full moon, right? All right, so say, okay, this is perfect for like moon and Leo, right? Because moon and Leo energy is, you know, past life. Like if you saw my moon series, you know, past life, you were in, you were an authority, you had a lot of attention, you had a lot of success. You were of power, because think about it. Leo's connected to the sun. The sun is what we follow. You know, it's the leader of the solar system, right? And so, in your past life, that's what you were of. Like, most likely you were in royalty or some type of like entertainment where you just had a lot of success. A lot of people followed what you did, blah, 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 right? So that's a lot. That's the case usually for people that have a moon in Leo, right? So we're in that vibe of wanting more leadership, wanting more success, wanting to be able to express ourselves, want to be able to have people gravitate towards us and shit like that, right? So this is what the vibe of the collective is right now. So let's say that you're like, I feel like I want to climb up in this business, right? And I want this specific type of job, and I want to be able to get a promotion. I'm doing less work if I do this promotion, but I have more responsibility and I can delegate more. You know, getting that Leo moon bag, okay? So say you want that and you manifest for it. Right? You manifest for it and you're like, yeah, that's what I want. That's what I'm going to go for. And then you go ahead, do the manifestation for it, do the rituals and everything, right? Not digging deep on why you are craving this attention so much, right? But you just manifest it and say that the company likes you a lot, but you know, because of COVID and shit and because of the market, they have to consider the rest of the company and how they're doing. So to make sure the most least amount of people get affected, they have to let a few people go, because that's very Aquarian mind, right? Remember how I describe Aquarius energy? Like if everyone's in the elevator, what an Aquarius would do and what a Pisces would do and what a Capricorn would do. You know what I mean? Aquarius, and I said Aquarius will, you know, if there's a gun, they will shoot like two people so the rest of the 10 could live. So they can have enough oxygen in the elevator. Remember I gave that example? I don't know if I did, but if you know, you know, right? So Aquarius energy is kind of like, well, the most logical thing to do, it sucks, but I have to let go you and a couple of other people in order for this company to stay afloat, right? So you're manifesting for a promotion and the company comes to you and be like, you know what? We have to let you go so the company can stay afloat. So you're asked out. And so now you're stuck in a situation where you have to take action in this whack-ass job market, you know, to go ahead and apply to all these jobs and end up getting, you know, the job that you... getting a job to just to be able to feed yourself, right? But what ends up happening, Lord knows how long it takes, mind you, what ends up happening is you do get the job that you been looking for all this time in a different company, right? And you get the promotion that you want and the pay that you want. But look at all that struggle that you had to fucking go through in the process of getting let go, having to struggle a little bit, maybe having to take a side job, a side hustle so you can pay some bills and everything. You know what I mean? You had to take all this action in order for you to be able to get that promotion that you want. So it's losing the losing the magic out of manifesting because you had to do some extra ass shit. You know what I'm saying? I think it's not a good time to manifest. I don't think it's a good time. And that story speaks well to this actual full moon. Again, you know, the sun energy, considering the bigger group, that's what the company was doing. You wanting to excel, wanting to be more successful, wanting to climb up the ranks, right? Wanting more authority, Saturn. Wanting more abundance, Jupiter energy. Then it's opposite those energies, right? Wanting more success, the moon is opposite the sun. Something random happening. You getting fired, Uranus, and now you have to take extra action to do something. You know what I mean? And which represents the squaring of that energy. You know, Mars is creating all this tension. Now you have to do extra work. And you were like so stuck of doing things your own way and manifesting. You know what I mean? That Mars energy that, you know, you, sorry for the noise in the background, by the way. That, you know, you're so stubborn doing things your own way that you lost, you know, you didn't think uniquely or unconventionally, like, hey, maybe if I do this, they will see me more and then I'll be able to get promoted. You know, you were impatient, you want to do things your way, you was demanding a job and blah, 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 blah. You wanted to manifest and so you manifested, even if you didn't demand that job to the company. You was demanding it to the universe. So they're like, all right, we'll make it happen with what we got. And this is the energy for you as an earthling. So now you got a deal. You know what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying with this? I hope y'all do, because I'm done talking and talking too long. I've been talking too long. And, you know, I don't even really want to do these moon shits, but I really wanted to really like stress that to you guys. Be very informal with this communication. Because again, I just want to do astrological and spiritual ramblings and just shoot the shit. I'm going to create a suggestion box on my link tree. So, you know, feel free to click on my link tree and suggest certain things you want me to talk about. I'll definitely create a suggestion box. And, yeah, hopefully next week you guys give me something fun to talk about. But yeah, that's what I got for you guys. Don't manifest during this full moon. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, the example I gave, I guess I could say the thing you're trying to release, or releasing extra responsibilities and releasing this, you know, a job that you feel no longer serves you. And then you get released, okay? Don't let that happen to you, boo. But yeah, that's what I got for you guys. Happy full moon. Stay to yourself. And love you. Bye.